It's the Gwen and God DJ Self. This is my apartment, apartment 5H. My nosy neighbor is still here, Bianca. Yes. And I got a good friend of mine, many moons.
Yeah.
Mano.
It's the vibes.
BK, Brooklyn.
BK, baby.
Brooklyn in the building.
And they rock.
You still in New York too. I applaud you, right? Because a lot of New Yorkers, they tend to move to the South.
Right.
I don't like that. You know, I go to North Carolina, I go to Houston, I go to Atlanta. It's more New Yorkers than whatever city that I'm talking about.
It's the cost of living and
But I don't like that, man.
You can't say that about somebody else's struggle in life. Like, it makes sense. As a lot of my friends live in Charlotte.
North Carolina, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. So I'm like, yo, man, I like your life, my nigga. You got my dog, shout out to my dog, Mo. Brooklyn Mo. He, you know, he got his man cave. He made out of the garage, painted it red. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's a cool life. He get up, he driving his truck. He got his wife. They doing their things. You know, he watching a game on the weekend. They doing fish fries. Like, that's a cool life. I ain't mad at it.
Nah, man. They got to keep it New York, man.
Why? If that's...
Man.
Yo, you looking at the... For what? Everybody can't handle the bumps and bruises and the ups and downs of New York. Like, they want $5,000 just to live in some shit that's 600 square feet. Like, come on.
You're right. And they charge it now to get to the city now. Congestion prices.
This is what I'm saying. Tolls is $20. Like, what are we talking about? Like,
facts.
No, and it's better. Like, I...
Yeah, but you don't make the same money in the South, from my understanding.
Right, but... He, in his case, he got his own business. He's trucking.
Got you. Uh-huh.
So he making his money, living his life. He don't have the habits that I have. You understand? So he ain't got to spend the money that I got to spend because I still got habits. You understand? I still got lifestyle habits. I still want to shop. I still want to look a certain kind of way. Like, that to me is a certain level of freedom, right? To just say, man, fuck all that other shit. Fuck what people think. I'm going over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit down, get this truck, chill out, wifey, and fuck these other girls. And man, I can't do it, right? I envy that life, man.
I don't know how do you feel about this Kendrick Lamar album today.
Well, I was never huge on Kendrick.
Okay.
I like him, but I was never a huge fan of Kendrick Lamar. But I don't think his music actually lived in the clubs. I don't think his fans actually are the fans that go to the clubs. So when you say that's a true testament of how you gauge a record, not necessarily, because like you take an artist like Eminem, you never play Eminem records in clubs?
Some records...
Generally, I mean, a record here and there, but generally...
Yes.
Eminem records wasn't the records that niggas was going crazy for at 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Kendrick. Generally, up until Not Like Us, it wasn't really a club thing when it came to Kendrick. So the thing is like, does that mean that it's not hot?
I'm not saying that. So I'm going to combat you and disagree, because on this particular album, I feel like two records resonate as club records.
I like the
meaning,
that, so I listen
Squabble
to the whole album.
Squabble Up.
I like
and
the Squabble Up record. I like the Squabble Up record, and I like the first record that comes on, the intro song.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of that line.
Mm-hmm.
The TV Off got that bop too. So I think once he made, and I don't know, we just talking.
Uh-huh.
I think once he made the Not Like Us, and he's seen it, that vibe and that form of work.
That mustard flow.
And I don't think nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Fuck it. Strike by the iron is hot.
Yes.
Continue to do it. Give them what they like.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I honestly think it's cool that it has that sound, because it's their identity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nothing wrong with it. I think that culturally, like, we able to identify a West Coast sound easier than we able to identify a New York sound. I don't think nothing wrong with it. I don't think nothing wrong with niggas sticking to, you know, what makes them go, like, to their strong points.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel that music now is getting regional? The reason why I say that, because it was a point in time where everybody said, everybody sounded like each other. And now, if I hear a song me personally, mm-hmm. I can kind of gauge where this person is from. So if I hear records with this boom, 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 I kind of feel that it's a Midwest Detroit sound.
Right,
you know,
right.
Heavy, heavy 808s. It's like, people say Atlanta, we ain't gonna use Atlanta anymore. It's like,
it's the South.
It's like the South, but it's like Memphis, Louisiana-ish, because they have like a bounce, bop, and then West Coast have their bounce also.
I think regions definitely have a certain sound.
But do you feel hip-hop now is becoming regional?
I don't know if it's hip-hop in the whole
okay.
is becoming regional, because, I mean, the songs that are actually really, really hits, they sound universal.
Okay.
Most of them.
Give me an example so I could understand.
What's a hot rap song now?
Glorilla.
TGIF. Right. What does that sound like?
To me, it sounds like a Southern song.
It does.
Right, but Southern song's been working for the last 20 years.
Okay, uh-huh.
So we can't say that. Southern songs been working for the last 20 years, but when I listen to it, do I necessarily say, oh, that sounds like some Memphis shit, or I sound like some Atlanta shit, or do that sound like some Houston shit? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's from the South, but the Southern influence been here.
Okay.
For the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's no difference than Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Wave, when his song sounded like it came from, you know, his backyard, which was the South.
I think the likeness of Jeezy was outside of the music first, and then the music second?
It's the still the same lifestyle, even
so.
More. No, but the lifestyle, like...
Well, you wasn't
there. Was,
yeah, but I'm
there.
Saying I listened to Jeezy.
I'm just being honest.
He always trying to play me as if I got something to that.
This is
a respectful
nigga here.
He's very disrespectful.
Listen,
that's okay.
The thing about this, though, is
that I listened to Jeezy, and I wasn't, like, in the streets like that, so
you
I...
You didn't have to be, but you had to have... Like, when the Jeezy wave, you know, and you gotta remember the BMF wave, it was simultaneously, and it was the
mm-hmm.
stories, and it was just... This whole era when it was just like, yo, these niggas spent $200,000 in the strip club, and I was around to see some of that, right? And we was going to Atlanta back in 04, 05, and
mm-hmm.
we was seeing this whole shit, right? And then they was coming up here, so it was lifestyle along with the music.
Mm-hmm.
The music spoke to the lifestyle, and it was basically like a, you know, it was the soundtrack to what he was showing us through his actions in his life. It was
so that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. I think with Jeezy, the lifestyle was first and then the music was second.
But a lot of rappers, you have to have a story for people to want to fuck with you and pay attention.
Well, not at that time.
Yes, at that time.
At 20 years ago?
Yes, I think that was true from like the very beginning.
I think it's more of that now.
It is more of that now.
Because nobody really cares about the music. It's too many people making music. Everybody's making music. There's no standard. It's no bar.
Right.
Anybody can just make it. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, the thing about sports is that anybody can't just say, yo, I just want to be a basketball player. Like, you
right.
know, I just feel like I'm a professional, so I am that. Right? So it is like protocol. You got to go to school. You got to go to college. You got to go to camp. You got to do all
you
these things.
You get drafted.
Then you're drafted.
Yeah.
Then you become a professional. Music used to be like that. You used to get signed because you were, like, one of the best. Like, you
right.
was that good to be signed to a major label. Now it ain't like that. You can get you some Pro Tools, go in your grandma's kitchen, make you a record, put it on your YouTube, put it on your page, and go viral. And now you lit. And now you an artist. But are you really an artist? So that's the thing. So it's no real standard. So now when you have no real standard, it ain't really special to be an artist no more, a rapper. It ain't really that special to say that. And now it's just like everybody's doing it. So, you know, now, because it's so, the runway's so cluttered, is the lifestyle. You gotta, it has to have something else that the audience is saying, I like this nigga. I like the way he talk. I like the way he dress. I like the shit he talk about. I like what he into. Now you got like the blogs, the niggas that's always on the blogs. It's like you patched into them because either it's their relationship, they going up and down, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That lifestyle, it has to be more than just the music.
Well, yeah, because of social media too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everyone's
social
documenting
media.
Their
Absolutely.
Lifestyle. So yeah, that
Absolutely.
That has to do with it too.
Absolutely.
But do you think that it feels like yeah, anyone can make a song? But I think like the major labels have caught up, and that's the reason why a lot of artists got let go of their contracts. A lot, obviously. certain record labels more than others, but...
Say that again?
Well, a few months ago, there was a big layoff in the music industry.
Yeah,
on top of the
still
layoff,
happening.
And on top of that, but they let go a lot of newer artists, or artists that weren't making the money that the record
labels
were
making. Yeah, they always did that. They always
but
did
to,
that.
I think recently, it was a big...
Because
like,
the music business is in a bad place, because they
because
try
of
to
that,
build,
though,
right,
because of
they
the
try to build on virality. So they try to build on numbers and things like that. So now everything that they were signing for a couple years was the stuff that wasn't necessarily talent driven, but it was more or less like, oh, they got numbers. It was
mm-hmm.
the analytics. So then you
right.
chase behind that, and then it doesn't always work. It's like you caught one because the nigga did a dance
mm-hmm.
and he lit, right? And now you're trying to redo that,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to, and it can't happen. So now the industry is always by followers, and it's followed that trend to the point where it's like, now you don't need to develop artists no more. It's like really dope artists,
right?
Right out in the world, whether they're in Atlanta, whether they're in, you know, LA, New York, that all they needed to do was to be developed to become stars. And we don't see no more artist development. They got rid of all that. 100%. So because everything is changing, the game is just totally different.
But do you think that now, I feel like it changed for a little while. I think that this is the start of bringing it back to the essence.
No,
where
I don't think it never
you don't think
back.
You don't think you don't not
they
I mean we will
back.
Never have what we had in the golden era. But what I'm saying is now, in order to get a deal, it can't just be about the numbers anymore. Do you think anyway that we're going that direction? You gotta have more talent.
I would love to see that, but I just don't know if that is actually really realistic, because they're gonna always look at some sort of numbers. You know, right now, I remember when they first started talking about numbers and shit like that, you know, years ago, they was like, oh, yo, now we can see exactly where you hot at, what regions you doing
mm-hmm.
the best at.
Mm-hmm.
Once all that started and they can really pinpoint or engage who you are, then it's like, that's what they want to chase by, because you got to remember, the record company is just a bank. They just want to invest in it. They don't love you.
Right.
You see all these stories about artists, oh my God, they took my money, oh my God, I'm still fucked up to this day, and all that, because they looking at the record company as a friend.
Yeah.
And they not your friend. The music business was never made or designed to get the artists rich. If you look at, niggas is complaining about Puff contracts.
To this day.
Any contract.
Yeah, to this
mm-hmm.
day.
Any contract.
Like
any contract from anybody for the last 100 years was never designed for the artist to be rich, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Music business give you opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It was not here to get you rich. It makes turn you into a star.
Right.
But being a star and being wealthy is two different things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they confuse the two. And that's
right.
why so many artists go on tour. And that's why it's important for artists not only to do the music, but do something outside of it.
Right.
Whether it's your merch line, a restaurant, mm-hmm. something.
Now we understand that. Now we get that, right? And this is where you have, you know, different people using their brands to do different things. The same shit that MC Hammer was getting crucified for 30 years ago,
right.
niggas is trying to do now. Give me that motherfucking KFC commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man. Let me put that shirt on. Let me do that car commercial. Fuck Sprite. Like niggas is dying to do these things,
mm-hmm.
right? But And that's what it's about. It's about building your brand to do other things. But the music business, I feel like, is just in a weird space. So back to your question, you said, do I think it's going to come back to that, to it being about talent? I'm a hopeful thing. I wish it would. I you know what I mean? Because I know plenty of artists that I feel like need an opportunity, you know, but may not have the virality or the numbers. You know, I would hope that, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
How did this brotherhood between you, Mano, Fabulous, Jim Jones,
I'm Jermaine.
I know, but I wanted to include your name.
Okay, got it.
You know
what
I'm saying? DJ Sal. Journalist, you know what I'm saying?
You come Mano. Right?
And Davies, Fabulous, Jim Jones, how did this brotherhood come about?
It was needed. It was meant to be. Two things started to happen, you know. I mean, we all was cool. We all familiar with each other. We all been in here, you know, around one another, work with each other, you know, from time to time or whatever. And we all had decent relationships with one another. Around the time me and Jim started doing a Lobby Boy project,
mm-hmm.
we was like hanging out every day, right? And at the same time, you know, shout out to my family. We opened up the first Chelsea House.
Okay.
Right. That's we opened up the first restaurant. Uh-huh. Right. So this is this is 21, and me and Jim is performing, and then you know early in the day I'm at the Chelsea House. He's like, I'm coming over there. You know, and we started hanging out there, and then you know Fab was coming over there to get something to eat. You know, and East was around, and then we just start building and start building. Like, yo, man. Fab one day came and said, yo, I got this thing right here. I'm going to start do this challenge. It was like New Year's. I'm going to start working out. Because we had already started making music together, mm-hmm. right? A lot more than we was doing before, mm-hmm. right? And like, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. Fuck it. We should all do this challenge and start working out. And then we started going to the gym together. Once we started going to the gym together, you know what it is. You just start to build a camaraderie and relationship even more mm-hmm. with people that you respect. And I feel, and I always felt like it was necessary because New York always been a city where niggas only felt like it can only be one king. Mm-hmm. And that ain't true. I run around with a crown on my head, run around talking about I'm the king of Brooklyn, but I'm saying, that's me. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only king though, my nigga. You mm-hmm. understand? And the thing about it is, it's like, we can all be king and we can show the young niggas that we can be, we can have our individual spaces but still support each other, mm-hmm. right? I like the fact that nigga might call me, East might say, yo, listen, I'm shooting a video, pull up. I'm pulling up. Mm-hmm. It ain't about me. I can pull up to a Fab event and not be about me, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just the support and vice versa. Mm-hmm. When it's my birthday, everybody coming out. When Fab, everybody come, Jim got something going on, we all there. Like, so I like that. I felt like New York needed it. And I felt like it needed to start with us because we've been around a little bit longer. And it's to show niggas, listen, we can coexist and still be kings and mm-hmm. still have our own individuality.
Now, I me seeing that, I really like that. I was like, yo, this is dope. This is nice. Mm-hmm. I wish it was a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's never too late.
It ain't never too late. Because it might take. One person 1 year to learn something and another person to learn that same thing 10. Mm-hmm. Right? So my whole thing is, they say, do it now. Nigga, we still here.
That's right.
We still living. We still up here every day trying to step into our greatness and try to do shit to feed our family and create more opportunity. Why not? Mm-hmm. We still beating. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think that certain people sometimes, especially in hip hop, they try to like date people. Like after this age,
No. Listen, I live beyond none of that. I'm not even from that planet, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because none of that means shit. Because either you live or you die. Bottom line, you don't win no award for being young. Mm-hmm. Because the truth of the matter is, you're gonna get older. Or unless you just want to, what, you want to knock it up, knock, you just not want to be here?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we all was young niggas. We all was hard-headed, we all didn't understand, and we all got to a place that we are today, right? So the music business or whatever business that we in, I feel like niggas like me is ageless. Because as long as you can get up and put that shit on and speak that language and walk your walk and talk your talk and make the music that's still good and still move around and do the things you're able to do, then it don't even matter. Because guess what? The fans are getting older.
100%, yeah.
This is not 1995 when you didn't have a rap fan that was past 28 years old.
Mm-hmm. Very different now.
You got rap fans in their 50s, like 100%. So this is a different time. And we should be allowed to do that because every other genre does it. Mm-hmm. Don't put nothing on me because that's what you're projecting on yourself, nigga. Mm-hmm. We over here because everybody's relevant to somebody.
Do you feel that older rappers, and I want to use 35 plus, mm-hmm. Do you feel that the music they make should gear toward their age group?
It all depends on who we're talking about.
Okay.
And it all depends on that man's experience and that man's experience in life. Right? So they might say, yo, damn man, you still be making music talking about being in clubs. I still be outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still like to have a good time. That's my lifestyle. You know me from that.
Yes.
Right? So it all has to do with who you are. You got young niggas speaking about things that older niggas is not, because that's maybe how they was raised. So who you are is who you are. Mm-hmm. What you into is what you into. And I don't think age and time has anything to do with that, mm-hmm. right? So, like, we can try to overanalyze that and say, all right, well, this is why this has happened, right? But none of that matters, because who you are is who you are. So if I go outside and I'm hanging out and I call self and I say, yourself, where you at? You say, I'm at Cold. I'm pulling up. I like to be there. Mm-hmm.
But when I use that, right? All right, that's a one part of you. But let's say, and I don't hear this a lot with any rappers, period. But let's say, you know, now I have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear people rapping about, oh, you know, I got a 3.3%. I did this, I did that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, we talking about APR and interest rate.
But,
like,
but that's also
on.
Your life. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
But also... We have to have respect for the entertainment. That's not
okay.
real entertaining, right? It's just like making movies and stuff like that. You're going to make a movie that's crafty, and you're going to make a movie that's geared to some sort of entertainment, whether it be some shoot-em-up shit or some comedy shit,
mm-hmm.
right? I just did a whole comedy show loosely based off of my life,
okay.
right? It's comedy, so it's not really my life,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's like a... exaggerated version of it.
Okay.
You understand? So, I wouldn't say that I want to hear, because I probably wouldn't even want to hear that.
Well, I think I want to hear a person tell me how to finesse the what's the name game.
In a
rap?
Video, but
yeah,
not
yeah,
in a video.
Tell me how to, like, yo,
oh, you can tell me.
I went to such and such lawyer, got my mortgage down.
Yo,
Most of my things that I learned is from hip hop.
No,
music.
You know what though? I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna take that back. I'm gonna walk that back. I said I wouldn't want to hear that. If somebody was crafty enough to present these bars in a way that
mm-hmm.
I can digest them, and be entertained by them, and get something out of it, I'm with it. Because it don't matter what's being said, it's how it's being said.
100%, yes.
Whether nigga is talking about being on the block or he's talking about God, it's always about the way it's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So if what you just said, if somebody was able to put that in words and it still sound good, because a lot of times, even you don't want to hear certain things because it just don't sound, it just don't like the delivery.
Yeah, because you know
don't
turn up shit anyway.
100%.
No, but I'm just saying that I just feel, and maybe it's just me, that at a certain age, right, that your experiences is a little bit different, and that sometimes people may be on the same age level as you, but you being an artist, you get certain perks or certain information that everyone don't get.
Right.
You understand what
right.
I'm saying? So
right.
So to me, it's like, if I listen to, I'm going to use KRS-One. You understand? And KRS-One is saying something. He may tell me something about lowering my cholesterol. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, I woke up, I ate, I went to Juices for Life, got the lemon ginger, lemon ginger,
right,
blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
said,
I'm going to go get the lemon ginger.
But right. But
same way I'm going to go get the health
but
star.
But you're not going to listen to
Gwyneth
it.
Gwyneth Hoodie. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice little clap right there. Listen, you're not going to go grab it if it's not delivered in a way where you can digest it in a way that you like.
Because okay.
you're a club nigga, right?
Yes.
You like music that puts you here. You like music that got a bop to it.
The bop is the beat.
The bop is the beat.
Yes.
But also the lyrics got to ride the beat.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And in a certain way. That you want to be able to digest that. You run all over the beat, trying to get these jewels out and pass them out in the ways. Sometimes you can overly do it.
Yeah.
You know, break it down.
Like force. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to break the food down. You
mm-hmm.
understand? And give it. We've been giving jewels for years, but you got to break it down. Like, you know what I mean?
I guess I just think differently, because again, you've said it. In this conversation, that there's people that's 50 that listen to hip hop.
Absolutely.
And
over that.
You know, and again, I'm using the shoot 'em up bang bang. I ain't trying to hear somebody talking about, yo, I shot an op or whatever.
Grown rappers aren't saying that. I'm just using
what he said today.
It depends on your
lifestyle. What you doing? I don't think no grown nigga is out here talking about shooting ops or living like that, right? I'm take myself personally. I like to tell the whole story. A lot of my music come from a painful place. I talk about pain. I talk about life. I talk about, and I still talk about it because it's still some of the things that we still go through. You know what I'm saying? I got a line in my new shit. I'm like, trying to find hope for these kids. They really dying. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real.
You saying that, as I'm guessing you are over 35.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm saying that. To me, that is something that a person, and again, some people may get upset because I'm you putting age somewhere in it, but if you are over 35, you're telling me that I'm saying something to a young adult. You understand what I'm saying? That I think that a person that's over 35 may go through a lot. All the time. Today, 50 times. Yo, OG. Yo, you a legend. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Blah,
but that's
and, you know,
so,
and I tell, you know, yo, how did you do this? How did you do that?
Right.
And
so, you know, motivation.
Motivation.
I'm a motivation nigga.
Yes.
I'm a nigga that's going to get in the call and talk. Mm-hmm. So, in the music, sometimes got to reflect that.
Yes.
So, when I say, mind over matter, my nigga, it's not a science. Trying to find hope for these kids. They really dying. Mm-hmm. Right? Adapting to my violent environment made me violent. Even if I stumble or fall, I'm still a giant, right? I'm still trying to give you some game. I'm still trying to give you some bars that you can feel, and I and also understand that I see what's going on too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not void of this shit. I see what's happening, mm-hmm. right? You see the struggle that we going through in our cities and with these kids that's getting these opportunities. They dying and not being able to really realize this full potential. I go to Rikers Island, and I see these kids that look just like I looked when I was 16, 17 years old. Their lives is in a situation, like, man, like, I went to Rikers Island, when did I go? Last year, earlier this year, matter of fact, earlier this year. I went to the Four Building. You know, I it's not a secret, I spent a lot of time in prison.
They call it Four Main House of Pain.
So right, yeah.
Okay.
So
they be calling the radio station, yo, shout out 11 Upper.
Yeah.
I'll be like, all right.
The Four Building, C-74, uh-huh. with adolescents, is where I was at, right?
Okay.
And I was there, and they let me come to the housing areas, and they let me talk to these kids, and they let me, and I was just like, so like, emotional about it, because they brought me to the cell that I actually turned 18 in,
mm-hmm.
the very cell, and how the universe is so crazy, because I went to one of the housing areas and the cell was unoccupied,
mm-hmm.
and that was the very cell that I actually turned 18 in. And I just thought about my whole life, like, wow. And my whole message to them is like, yo, listen, you don't really understand how much potential you have right now, because you're sitting in this situation right now. Trust me, nigga. I ain't one of these dudes. I really was here. I really was here for a serious crime. I really was facing 25 to life. I really was here. I really was getting in trouble in here with the cutting and all this shit, cutting and all this stupid shit. I really was in that. And I'm telling you, I ain't no smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
If I can figure this shit out, And take the initiative to try to do something with my life, then you could too. So now I like to say certain things in the music that translate that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I still got a soft spot for the young niggas that remind me of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
At what point did you realize that you wanted to be? And you're kind of like a mentor at this point, right? Like, at what point?
I ain't no mentor. You're letting them know. I like to have realistic conversations. I ain't perfect.
And that's a mentor.
I ain't never trying to pump this ultra positivity. My conversation is realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, my nigga, if you continue to go that way, you just understand what come with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a realistic conversation. Mm-hmm. Understand what come with that. You're going to go to prison or other shit happens.
But young people are more receptive to that type of stuff.
Yeah, like
that. Like, you know,
yeah,
like, no, this is what it is.
The fake conversation, oh, put your gun down, go to school, be a good boy. Like, no.
Right.
That ain't never where I've been. And it's a lot of times, like, I get nervous, right? Because they be like, man, oh, we want to honor you. And I'll be like, what? You want to honor me? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, we're going to give you a day in Brooklyn. And I'm like, what? I'm like, because I'm like, yo, I ain't that positive. And I'm like, I'm not unrealistic, right? I understand. I still get jail calls. I still go to prison to see my own people. I still send money. I still help try to bring back homies. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
My brother out now on federal parole right now. I still deal with this every day. So I'm not that far removed from the understanding of what goes on. You understand? So it's like, I don't never want to be put into a box where I don't feel like it's really not me, you know? I'm realistic. That's what I like to say. Is it only you positive? Well, I'm not. The shit, you know what I'm saying?
But it's also for them to inspire to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Motivation.
Like that's something that they can see. They can look at themselves in that situation and be like, but if Mano could do it,
right,
and he came from the same beginnings I did, I can do it. Like, that's
right,
a big deal.
Right.
And even though you don't have to be hopping around on clouds and being all this on this positivity
right.
bullshit, but sometimes that's even more motivational,
right,
is being realistic and just being, you're an example.
Positivity
bullshit. Look,
wow.
I'm a realist. But my point is that is even more inspiring to see someone who's not sugarcoating anything,
right,
who came from where you came from, and look at you now. Like, you've come a long
right
way. Like, I remember seeing you on the DVDs talking about smacking the shit out of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have come a long
way. Now
and I dated myself,
no,
by that DVD. No, but no, listen, you came
no
a really no long way.
That.
And to see what you're
so
doing now, you know,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
Do you feel, I don't know the word to use, but do you feel that it is fair that, okay, same thing, similar to what she said. Yo, they give Mano Brooklyn Day, or
mm-hmm,
Mano Day in Brooklyn, but then someone that probably became a doctor or something like that, they didn't give him a day or a street named after him. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So, like, I'll go somewhere and I'll see DMX Way or Big Pun Way. And it seems like they're highlighting celebrities when it comes to urban things, and they're not highlighting people who do. I don't want to use the word positive because I don't know if that's 100% positive. Giving someone medicine or something like that, because sometimes medicine
right
be fucking you all out of here. You know what I'm saying?
So
but going a different route.
I think I understand what you're saying. So it's like you highlight these guys that we know are not, you know, 100% walking on a straight line, and they're artists, they're very flawed,
mm-hmm,
right? We, as men, we are very flawed. But I think it goes back to what she's saying. That honesty of who you are, the flawedness in you, the fact that, you know, you might say, man, you said this one day, and you did this another day. Like,
mm-hmm,
that honesty is what people, what resonates with people. And I think that's one of the things that resonates with nigga like Tupac. You know what I'm saying? And I think the people are tapped into what motivates them.
Okay.
Seeing somebody that come from where you come from, that been through similar things as you, to kind of rise above that is motivation for young ones. So I agree with artists getting their flowers and not after they dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether it's a street or a day or the key to the city, I agree with that because it's just as important as anything else. You know what I mean? Like, a doctor is definitely saving lives, and I understand, but you don't know how many lives an artist, you know, could potentially save by saying certain things or getting people through struggle. My biggest song to date is All the Above, me and T-Pain. And I can't tell you how many times I've met people. Man, I met a lady that had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, yo, I was listening to that every day and I beat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So many dudes tell me, yo, listen, I was in a dark moment in my life and how that touched me and how that made me continue to keep fighting. The motivation that I felt when I played that song brought me back to this place. So Yeah, that's just as important. Yeah, fuck that. Man all day.
Again, I'm just saying, I don't see like I Dr. Huxtable way. I'm just using it, you know.
You so, would.
So the reason why I say that, right? And I'm circling back to, I'm gonna circle back to me. Mm-hmm. During the pandemic, I ran into some money. And I'm telling people I wanted to open up something, right?
Right.
And everybody said, you should open up a strip club, blah, 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 blah. So I wound up investing into a strip club. I invested into the strip club and I said, this ain't for me, right? And then I said, you know what I wanna do? I wanna open up a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not find, in New York, I couldn't find no one that looked like me or a peer of mine that had a restaurant. I could not. To talk to even help me do this restaurant. So I wound up open up the restaurant, no liquor, no nothing, because I didn't want liquor, anything. And they told me that's, the, you know, now I find out that's the dumbest thing I could have ever done. You understand what I'm saying? But I had no peers
to talk to. Right.
So me saying that to you, I had dozens or triple of rappers that could tell me how to hook up Pro Tools, how to, you know, make a beat, how to rap and different things like that. But something that, you know, something to how to open up a business, I didn't have any peers.
Right.
And most of the people who I spoke to didn't come from my background or come from Fort Greene like me.
So here's the thing, and I'm going to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to change our circles. There's many young black entrepreneurs and businessmen all through this country,
uh-huh.
in this city. I know plenty young black men that have restaurants, bars, lounges, plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
They not rappers, and they not in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
So if we looking for artists or people in the music business to have the answers to all our questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, me per se, I couldn't find it because I can't look on the street. Or again, I want to use the word dominant or rough or something like that, meaning it's not publicized.
Right.
You understand? So I couldn't find someone to speak to.
Well, that could be the same thing when in regards to like doctors and lawyers getting their streets named after them. Like, one, especially from our environment and community, I'm not saying doctors and lawyers don't come from it, but it's far and few in between. And
well,
if they
I'm just
are,
saying
we
that
don't know
maybe,
about them
maybe
half
because.
The time.
Maybe because it's more popular to become a rapper than to become a doctor.
But that's in general, because you see that from brands, like not just like people getting names on streets, like that's just life in general.
Right, and you're right, you can't. Music comes with a certain level of celebrity. It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So you pushed in front of a television, pushed on a computer, people respond to it. They become fans. Doctors is not. That's a whole nother industry,
mm-hmm.
right? This is not in front of a camera. This is not for entertainment purposes. This is every day get up and save lives. So it's totally two different things. Is the question? Do we need more doctors? Absolutely. Should we? You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I'm looking at more doctors that's like me.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We, us.
You know yes. Uh-huh.
I get it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But should we not give the flowers for some of the ones that have
No, that's why I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying that I think that is more drowned out that I want to use entertainers, right? In whatever form. It, it could be sports. I'm not saying just
Yeah, but also
just
how many doctors are coming out into the community and throwing these events or are in the community mentoring kids. Like, I think if we had doctors or from any profession, to your point, I think if they were out in the community.
So it's
the doctor's fault.
Let me give you a true story. I work with a doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Puma. Shout out to Kenya. You know Kenya. Dr. Puma has this Sorin Labs, right? He has the best technology when it comes to heart.
Okay.
When it comes to your heart. He's the testament of it, right? He has the technology to scan you, find out if you're susceptible to have a heart attack or stroke in 5 minutes. You can do this in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've personally been bringing people to see him. I've bought Sus One.
Mm-hmm.
Dash, Young Jock, numerous people, numerous celebrities, to sit with him, to see him, to get scanned because you know, health is not highlighted in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this because you're here. You was on my list of people to call.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get, you know, we're talking past 35 and all that, niggas is dropping dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, look, we seeing people falling apart. We seeing men die at an early age of 54, 55. We seeing school, but whatever. So I'm like, yo, we need to, you know what I mean? So we started shooting this content around us actually doing interviews and getting people scanned.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about the doctor, it made me think about him.
Okay.
Right? Because he's doing something I feel like is a lot different than the typical doctors. Most doctors get up and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing something where he shows that he cares. When I did Maine all day, he came out, he brought his staff out, and they were signing people up to do scans, you know, mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff that they needed in the community. And I'm talking about it was thousands of people out there
mm-hmm.
in the hood. So, you know, so when you do an event at a school and you want somebody to come talk to the kids, you're gonna bring somebody in the entertainment business because they identify with them, that's what they know.
Understood.
You know, that's what they know. They know they want Lil Baby, they want Glorilla, they want, you know, Nicki, they want these people that are popular. The doctor's not necessarily popular to the culture, and help inspire those kids. They use entertainers to help inspire those kids.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, and I'm just me speaking here in my apartment, I just feel like the powers that be, I think it should be a little bit more of a balance. That's what I'm saying. I feel
so
like
you want to see the doctors get highlighted and all that.
Yes. The reason being is, because similar to you, I went to a doctor's name is Dr. Valentine,
mm-hmm.
and your two of your brotherhoods hit me. Yo, give me the doctor's number, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I shared this information, and, you know, I would have never known that they cared about their health like mm-hmm. that. And, you know, and I'm not saying that they don't give a fuck about that.
Right, right.
But, you know, I mean, minutes within I posted this guy, you know, they called me, yo, give me, you know, and I'm FaceTiming them,
yeah.
yo, y'all connect or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like, more people could maybe get help and won't pass out or die because, you know, certain things, that information ain't out there.
Because it needs to be. So that's why I'm trying to,
yes. uh-huh.
I can't speak for everybody, but I'm trying to play my part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the other things that I'm doing outside of music, but in conjunction with the music,
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with the culture, is to help try to, you know, bring men and even women, because he tests for fibroids and all that, you know, the same thing you're doing,
mm-hmm.
same thing you're talking about. So that I think that helps, because then it also helps propel the conversation that you're talking about giving doctors their flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're helping bring more awareness to overall health.
Not overall help, I'm just saying, like, so, you know, a guy that might be over 30 or 35, like, he might need to get his heart checked,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I'm saying, we more or less focusing on people that's in the culture, you know, whether it's a DJ, an entertainer, or, you know, influencer,
yeah.
or anybody, you know, to come through. My brother Garb right then, you know, he came with me to a game, and the doctor was there, and I told him about, because he had some issues, and talked about it, and he called me the next day and said, yo, bro, that was the best thing you ever done for me. I went down there, and they helping me. I needed that. So these are conversations that we just need to have, just anyway.
Well, I'm going to get to your music. I just also wanted to talk like this, because
now,
I don't
this
want
the
people
best
to
talk,
just think. Oh, I don't want
it ain't about
to
the music.
That
I don't even
okay.
really want to talk about the music.
Well,
music,
I do, too. I do, too.
And it goes back to what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
The music is like whatever, right? It's like, all right. 60,000 records come out every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whatever, like,
yeah.
it's the music. Mm-hmm. Cool, right? What you talking about? And this is better. If you tell me this is the end, this is the end. You gotta talk about the music. Like, we ain't gotta talk about the music. I'm cool. Like, that's how real I am with it. Because it ain't, I understand, because I'm a fan too. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear a nigga talking about, yeah, my album is dropping this weekend. All right, nigga. Heard you.
Well, I mean, it's good for promotion because you still gotta feed, you gotta feed the family.
We need to hear Mano
talk about inspiring the youth and health.
Yeah, that's why I'm having this conversation also. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I do wanna have that conversation. Let me switch gears a little bit. Now you are a recurring co-host.
Look at that. I'll be coming up to the building. I'll never see you, man.
You don't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
A recurring co-host.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy, right? Look at that. Look at me.
So what made you say, let me start doing...
I didn't.
Okay.
I never said that.
So how did this come about?
It just sometimes that's how life is. It just happens. I was seeing Angela one day. Me and Angela always been
tight.
Angela Yee, we always been cool. And she said, man, my new show, Ray J's having something for me, and you should come by, celebrate my new show. It was a Friday. Never forget, and I came through, and I had just did a song. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the next week was going to be Valentine's Day. So I just did a song, me and Fab, I just did a record, and it was like a girl record, right? We had just shot the video and everything, and we was sending the song out with this box,
I heard about
women,
that box.
Women, the box, to women in the industry. So when I went upstairs and started to hang out with them, we was all drinking, I was like, I want to play the song. She was like, oh, New Mano? So they started saying, New Mano, the whole night. And she was like, you should come next week and co-host. Mm-hmm. Hang out with me, co-host, come, guest host, not co-host, guest host. I said, all right, I'm going to come up there. And I came up there the first day, and was like, New Mano? And it kind of started happening, the New Mano shit started happening. And then I came up there for that week, and then he was like, yeah, you kind of good. You want to come back? And I was like, yeah, pull up. So I just started coming back. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just got to do some shit. It ain't about the money and none of that. It wasn't like, yo, you need to hire me. It was never about that. I still want to work for iHeart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my relationship was with Ange. I love Ange. So it was like, you know what? I come, jump on the mic and support what you got going on and actually like promote what I got going on and, mm-hmm. and have fun at the same time. And it was cool. It's like totally different than what I ever did, because anytime I ever been on the radio was because it was music.
Yes.
Or I had something going on to promote. Mm-hmm. And they was interviewing me. But now it's like, it's similar to podcasting, but a little bit different because it's more in these breaks and you got the timing and mm-hmm. it's more structured.
How's the transition? Like, did you find it easy?
I don't look at it as a transition. I look at myself as like I'm multifaceted. I can do many things. You understand? I could be driving with my left hand, playing with something with my right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
What was the real story with this phone call from Suge Knight?
Yeah, we spoke to Suge.
Yeah, well, no, I heard you crazy. Spoke to Suge, yeah. and Suge tried to bark on you or something
No.
Okay.
I probably was coming across a little too anxious because it was certain things I wanted to ask that was probably coming across to him as disrespectful. But I was just looking at it like, I want to ask questions that I know niggas on this side want to know.
Okay.
And, so one of my questions was, because I was seeing them, niggas were saying online he was in PC, so I was asking, was he in PC? Mm-hmm. I don't think he felt that. And then there was another question. Oh, I said something to the point where, do you feel like, because it was a time when this mystique of who Suge was, was super scary to the music business. And I had asked him that, do you feel like that changed because you got knocked out a few times? Mm-hmm. And he didn't like that. Now my point
I don't know if I would have liked that either, though, I'll be honest with you. Okay, your point.
Yeah, I know, I wouldn't have liked it either. Okay. But this is the thing, though.
Oh, you said a few times too. Okay.
Right, so this is what I'm saying. We talking about a person that I felt like it was all fair game and questioning because he talked his shit. Mm-hmm. Listen to his interviews. Mm-hmm. I didn't get on there, being disrespectful. I'm just asking questions that I felt like Niggas want to know. No. Like, I come from a certain place. It ain't no secret. So I'm saying, niggas done tapped your jaw a couple times. How do you think that the mystique is niggas is seeing you more regular now than how it was before? Mm-hmm. You understand? It was a time that niggas were scared. So that's why I was really going with that. And it could come across, you know, some kind of way. But you know, when you looked at a certain kind of way, niggas, you know, niggas see me, you mean, what up? Because they in their mind, it's like I represent a certain level of street to them. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying this is what you represent to me. When I think of Suge Knight, I think of, you know, it was like this.
Top goon.
Mm-hmm. Hanging niggas out, you know, all that, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I'm from this side. Mm-hmm. So I may not have had some of that, and I wasn't even around, so I don't have the same fear, maybe, as, you know what I'm saying, other somebody, people, right? Uh-huh. So I asked them, yo, do you think that element about who you were kind of changed? And he got, yo, you say you be out here, like, who you family, like, it wasn't nothing, you know what I mean? But it was, they didn't want to put out the interview, though. They didn't want to put out the interview. I don't think people ever see it. It was quick. It was a couple questions, you know. He was on the phone, and I was, you know, at the building. So I just wanted to know. And this was something, this ain't had nothing to do with Angela Yee. I wanted to know.
Something your personal.
Because these are questions that I would ask the nigga if I seen the nigga.
So what would be an issue for someone like Suge being in PC?
That's rough to be like, to not be a general population, and I don't know if he in that or not. I'm not saying he is. I just heard that.
No, I'm asking you because I'm pretty sure that me and her are like, okay, if he is in, they got Diddy in there.
Diddy's in there involuntary. If you in there involuntary, then it is what it is. If you in there because of the status of who you are, that's cool.
Well, but you don't think Suge Knight has that status?
I don't know. I was hearing, again, he does, but I was hearing something else. Now, what I heard could totally be false. Mm-hmm. That's why I was asking him.
Gotcha.
I didn't take it on face value. I didn't say, yo, nigga, you in PC. Mm-hmm. I asked him, are you in PC? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, if you were in involuntary protective custody because of who you are, like Sean wasn't in general population. Mm-hmm. He was in APPU. That's not a general population. It's like a PC.
Okay.
So, all the celebrities is like in a PC. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if that's the reason, but because I heard something different, I wanted to ask him, and that was it. It was nothing else to it.
What I want to get clear.
Does, by the way, that's what media does.
What I want to get clear is, what is the issue of a person being in PC?
When you volunteer to go in there?
Yeah, when you volunteer.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, what is that issue?
Why would you, man?
So that means you soft or so? I don't, like, that's what I'm asking.
It can mean various things, but I mean, just saying, as a man, though, you know, I'm gonna walk my walk and get whatever I need to get. I don't wanna cheat by you know, I made my bed, right, and I'm gonna lay in it. So I would not ever voluntarily put myself in a situation like that. And I've been.
What's the difference between general population and PC? I never been locked up, so I don't know. Well, you get more food there. Like,
No. You just in there with people. You just in there with a bunch of pussies, basically.
Okay.
A bunch of niggas are scared. Right.
Okay.
So, in one way or another. Now, maybe this nigga got all this money in the street, he ain't trying to be in population because he don't want no smoke. So he signed himself into protective custody. This nigga got a bad case, he out here, you know what I'm saying, touching on women and all that, put himself in PC because he don't want no smoke. Mm-hmm. So
PC, you can't get touched?
Who gonna touch you?
I don't know, that's what I'm saying.
It's protective custody pretty much. Like,
you're in there with people that...
Is it the same situation
right,
as you?
That don't want to be in harm's way. Put it
gotcha.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm joking when I say a bunch of pussies. But then again, I don't know. You mean to put yourself in protective custody, there's something. Now, here's the thing. We got to be clear. I'm not saying that that's what Shield did. I don't know.
Understood.
I'm saying that I was hearing shit off the internet. Internet is a dirty, dark place. Mm-hmm. It could be totally wrong. I just wanted to ask him that.
The truth.
That's
now,
it.
From the horse's
now,
mouth.
Is it because of his stature and who he's known for being that being in PC is kind of crazy to you? Or is it just period being in PC?
Anybody that's supposedly on something that they on and supposed to be moving or acting or portraying a certain kind of, and you went to jail, and you got to be there for a couple of years, and you went and did that?
Which makes sense, right? Because if you're doing dirt, you out here deboing
cool.
people. Like, it does make sense. So
yeah.
It's really because of who he's known for being. That
him or anybody. Because what I heard could be totally wrong.
Right.
Totally wrong.
Right.
Totally wrong. So I just want to leave that in there because niggas will look at this and say that I said that he was in PC and I never said that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just asked
you were trying
him
to confirm that
based off of what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it makes sense. Like they say, like if you do the crime, you do the time. If you out here, and that's for anybody.
If
you
in there because they put you in there, like Puff is not in general population. Okay. Understandably, he's Puff. So, it is what it is. You don't belong. He ain't gonna be in general population. He in a unit where everybody is not, you know, they're not in there. They're not gonna be in harm's way.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, I'm just asking. I don't know. You know, I'm just asking. That's it.
You ain't
asking.
I ain't answering it for you.
You did.
You did.
I, again.
I knew he was going to continue because he be harping on shit.
I'm not harping on anything, right? What I'm saying to you is, so every day, at least four people, and this is not exaggerating, someone come to me from jail. Oh, I used to listen to you in jail.
Right.
So I know that I've never been locked. I don't want to be locked up.
Right.
But I do also want to know how to relate.
Right.
Because sometimes they say things to me and I'm just like, yo, you got me through this and just like, nigga, I'm just,
yeah,
I'm on a mic.
You're playing music and you're saying things that they relate to, especially right here.
Yeah, so now.
Shouting out blocks and he's like, yo, there's no man in them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you understand? When I shout out buildings and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
you shout out Fort Wayne, you're not from Fort Wayne.
Oh,
but it's like,
God,
yeah, I'm shout out to the Fort. Shout out to the block,
Shout out to the far side.
I'm using this word,
the running joke.
Yeah.
With Mano is I'm not from Fort Greene.
Yeah.
And in Fort Greene, there are projects. I am not from the projects in Fort Greene.
Yeah, you were from the nice area.
Yes, I'm from the nice side of Fort Greene. Yes, all day. So I guess
he was looking at
I guess I'm from PC. I'm from the PC.
Nah, there ain't no PC. Hell no. That's just nigga, where you from? That ain't got nothing to do with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So that's just a running joke.
Okay.
But I always tell him there's no such thing as Fort Greene Project.
He right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The projects are called Walt Whitman and another side is called Ingersoll.
Yeah, Van Ingersoll.
You understand what I'm saying?
Eagle Builders, yeah.
Yeah, so it's no such thing as Fort Greene Projects.
Yeah.
So those are projects that's in Fort Greene.
You know what we're talking about, though. And the boys, they in the can, they on the island, and they hear you rolling off. Shout out to the far side.
I do say that.
When they hear you, say resonate with them. So they say, yo, you helped me through this bid, right? I was sitting up here facing this motherfucking 15,
mm-hmm.
and I'm writing letters, and you playing certain records. You know what I mean? Like, they looking forward
well, that's
to
why,
that.
That's why I ask, because I always try to, again, I want to be able to relate, and also I ask people this, and I do want you to, because someone else could be helped. What is something important that someone from the outside can do to a person that's inside locked up?
Man, just, first thing is accessibility.
Okay.
Just being able to reach out and touch your loved one,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. Come out his cell, jump on the jack, and be able to get through to somebody
mm-hmm.
that he know, he love, and obviously love him back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first and foremost, right? And that goes a long way because it's like, niggas would be like, man, I did 5 years and I ain't hear from nobody that I was out here fucking with. You see what I'm saying? So the accessibility is the first thing. When I was locked up and I was able to touch my dogs and I was able to get on my guys on the phone, like, it felt good. Mm-hmm. I was sometimes just happy with that. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, who over there? Yo, word, yeah, calling by the phone, yo. You know what I mean? It felt good. So that aspect is cool, you know, just being able to, when I was coming up here, when I was on my way up here, like, one of my guys was hitting me, you know, and I know it feels good for them, because they know I be out here shuffling, so it's like, man, I could reach the homie, you know?
All right, well, I always like to, you know, now, let's get to music.
Mm-hmm. Wait, real quick, you said you have this show that you're doing, it's called Lou Mano. I'm gonna show you, it's like an
urban Caribbean enthusiasm. It's real dope. I already shot.
Mano and comedy.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I'm super funny.
I mean, people don't usually put those two in the same sentence. So tell us about it.
Nah, it's dope. You ever watch Caribbean Enthusiasm?
Yes.
So it's like me putting myself in all these situations. So it's like, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a businessman, I'm this, I'm a father. And one of the things I fail at is relationships. So everybody's in...
Loosely based.
Right? So it's like, man, you need to settle down, man, you need a girl. So I'm off trying to figure that out. So, you know, Angela Yee, she sets me up with these dates. I go on these dates, and the dates is funny.
Are you still dating?
Huh? This is the show we're talking about.
No, I'm just asking, are you currently dating?
We're talking about the show.
I'm just asking the question.
You're trying to put your business out there.
I'm just asking the question. Is you dating today? I don't know.
He's like, that's crazy.
He's slick with it. That was good.
So it's funny. It's real funny, though. We got the first episode done. We about to shoot the rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when is it coming?
So the first one right now, it's on in the Black Network. Shout out to my man, James and Bowles. You can actually see it right now. I'll show you how to do it.
Please do, yeah.
In the Black Network. It's up right there. New Mano.
Got it.
Yeah.
I will check it. So there are no love scenes, right? Because you mentioned before we started that you were in a love scene. He was in a love. Did you know that?
It's kissing and all that kind of stuff.
Like tongue kissing in the mouth?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, and then it's going to be some stuff.
He does ask people that question.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with him asking me. Maybe you ask me. Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask. Yeah. So do you kiss on the mouth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, I need a little sugar, baby. Come on, man.
Because he thinks if you kiss someone on the mouth, you love them. Which...
He's a weird guy.
He is, right? I think so, too.
You know what I mean? He got different, Yeah.
See? You can give a little sugar.
You think kissing means that you love.
So you can kiss somebody in the mouth and not love them?
Absolutely. You never been out and you was so caught up in the moment and you was just like, everything was vibing and it was just the perfect moment and you just like,
kiss him in the mouth?
Absolutely.
Kiss him.
You might not even know him that well. First of all, we talking about women because these niggas.
Women.
This shit is something else.
Women.
Yeah,
women.
You don't even know him that well, but you do it in the moment. You kiss the girl.
Women.
You do that after Corona?
Come on, man.
Nah, I be scared. I'm drinking from people.
Hey, look, I know you're going to live your life the way you live it.
Okay.
Mm. And I love that for you.
Mm. All
right, no,
love
listen.
That for you. That's one of your rules, then hey, listen.
I'm here to promote.
What you scared of, don't fear me.
Okay. You understand? Okay.
And don't project on me.
No, I'm not trying to.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 20 for that.
You got 20 for that?
I got 20 for that. I got 20 for that. So what's this new project? What's going on?
Mainovation. What's the name of it?
Mainovation.
Yeah.
Okay. This is coming on top of the year, I'm guessing.
Nah, it's a 7-song EP real quick.
It's coming in 2 days, right?
Yeah, we're dropping it on Friday.
So what made you say, you know, let me put something out?
I'm always trying to put something out, but it's just either this going on, that's going on. You know, Lobby Boys is supposed to been came out. I had dropped KOB4 last year, December. Then I had dropped January, I had dropped the Deluxe. And then in like March or April, I had dropped another EP.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been just trying to get into a comfortable space of just dropping the music, but I can't always do it. It's just like, back and forth with these labels, and it's just always an issue. Like, it's always something. So
you're doing it independent.
So I've been, independent is not even always independent, like, mm-hmm. in the way that we think about it, because we do have deals, though. Mm-hmm. So I did two deals on 1RPM. I did the Lobby Boys deal with them, and I did a Mano deal with them. Mm-hmm. So I owed them a couple projects. Then in the meantime, I also had to deal with the Orchard through Next, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm out here doing the business, mm-hmm. right? It's not through majors, but like I told Fabio the other day, if the major is not spending the money that you need to move you, then what's the sense of even being there? Mm-hmm. You sign just to say you signed to a major? No, my nigga, it's companies out here that do business with you. But I ain't gonna give up too much game, you understand? Mm-hmm. It's to be sold.
Gotcha, okay.
You know?
So tell us the reason for the name, Manovation.
Manovation started, again, I think I owe Angela a couple of checks. New Mano and Manovation. This is crazy. That started at her show. So every, like, Mondays that I'm there, you know how, like, I be in my car talking, I'm giving the motivation. Mm-hmm. We do have a segment called Manovation.
Okay.
On Mondays. So Monday Manovation. So I get up there and we talk about winning, or we talk about, you know, don't giving up. And, you know what I mean? Like,
I love
just
that.
Whatever it is, you know, that resonates with you. So that's what Manovation is. And then I was just like, I'm dropping a project. We coming off of my first Mano day, you know, 2,000 people in the street. You know, it was real, real dope, real big. So I was like, I want to, you know, drop this 7-pack real quick and just keep moving.
Sounds like positivity to me. I'm just saying.
Positivity?
Good positivity. Yeah.
It sounds like he just said this is a title.
Because Manovation, like motivation. Like,
yeah, he would tell about to motivate somebody to kill somebody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Motivation.
He's not going to do that.
How you know?
Motivation. I did. Here's the thing, though. I want you to understand this.
You didn't know he kissed in the mouth and not like.
Right. Motivation doesn't mean motivation can be motivated to do various things.
Well, that's true.
Right? That's true. My motivation is about never giving up hope. More or less, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you do to get what you get, or whatever you're doing to get to where you want to get to, you understand? Don't lose sight of how to get it. Like every day, like I tell my son, you gotta have initiative, bro, because as black men, nobody gonna care about our excuses. Oh, I slept late. Oh, you know, my alarm didn't go off, or my kid, or nobody won't care. Like, we have to always do and have to always overproduce. So it's the motivation to get up every day to go figure things out, to keep these lights on, keep this shit, to keep that those wheels moving. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You understand? I ain't here telling you, put this away, do that. That ain't my conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, nigga, go get it. You understand? If you're looking for an excuse, it's going to always be there to find it.
100%.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen.
All right.
Mano. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. 100%. I learned that you can kiss in the mouth. And I just pulled him to trust.
My dog.
Kissing the mouth.
Stop it.